Those rough balls go into a grinder, which removes the bumps. Then other machines round them out and give them a mirror finish. This entire process takes a few days. The balls go through a furnace to harden. Then they get a bath in cleaning solvent. After several quality checks, the finished balls go into hoppers. The hoppers load onto the automatic assembly machine. The ball feeder sends balls down through tubes to a ball pusher that feeds the correct quantity of balls into the raceways of the now reassembled inner and outer. A ball divider positions the balls evenly around the raceways. Next comes the ball cage, a metal cage that retains the balls in position around the raceways. The first machine installs half of the cage, the half with rivet holes. The next machine carefully positions the other half of the cage, the half with rivets. The machine test spins the bearing, then rivets the two halves of the ball cage together. The bearing is now fully assembled.